Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin 37. This is the second to last of the Aseres Hadibros. We had a couple days off. In this country, we have kids have off for Hanukkah. That's their winter vacation. So that's when I was away for a couple of days last week. Okay, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin. The mitzvah of Shalola Ha'id Bashekher, not giving false testimony. Not going to be false testimony. So this mitzvah is related to a number of mitzvahs that relate to testimony. We're going to have later on in the Torah, in Parshas Shoftim, we have the Isser of Bezdin relying on the testimony of one witness. That's an Isser Daraisa. It's only Api Shnei Edim Yakum Davar. They rely on one witness, so then that is an Isser. There's a mitzvah that we will get to, Bezrat Hashem, related to what to do to an Eid Zomim, which we'll talk about if somebody comes to court and testifies. Two people got to court to testify and they're found to be Edim Zomimin. Which we'll talk about. Those are separate ones. But this is the Isser of that's a mitzvah to give the Edom Zomim what they wanted to give, what they wanted to give the person they were testifying about, which we'll get to a little bit later. But this is the Isser of giving the testimony in the first place. Not the punishment, what happens to them, but the Isser of giving it. So as the Chinuch says, Shalola ha'idei de sheker, not to testify falsely. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says in the Dibros, lo sa'ane bereacha eid shaker. Do not answer to your friend falsely. If you look in Baschanan, it says eight shav shaker. We discussed the difference a little bit between shav and sheker a couple of mitzvahs ago when we discussed lo sisa. The Eben Ezra picks up on a problem with the language of the pasuk. It says lo sana berecha eight shaker. So the Eben Ezra says, one of the great Rishonim, fascinating. Shanim rabos chipasti belibi tam zos hamila. For years, it's bothered me, says the Eben Ezra. So at least it should bother us for 30 seconds. It's bothered me for years. Why does it say in this pasuk, Lo sana breacha, eid shaker? What should it say? Lo sana breacha, eidus shaker. You don't give false witness, you give false testimony. Lo sana breacha, eidus shaker. Why does it say, Lo sana breacha, eid shaker? He says, it's bothered me for years. He says, but this is what I think now, when he was writing the commentary. What I think now is that the Torah is talking to the eid shaker. Lo sana breacha, don't bear false testimony, Mr. eid shaker. That if he's talking directly to the eid shaker. Lo sana breacha, eid shaker. Ki hu medaber im eid shaker, ki ilu kasav, lo sana im ata eid shaker. If you are an eid shaker, don't testify. That's what he said. Lo sana breacha, comma, eid shaker. I could have switched it around. That's what the Eben Ezra suggests. The Meshech Chachma quotes the Eben Ezra, and he says, I have a different pshat, more pashat. Another way, why does it say eid shaker? Says the Meshech Chachma, sometimes the eidus a person is giving is true, even though he is a false witness. How is that? Let's say I have circumstantial evidence. Let's say people told me what happened. Two people told me that Reuven killed Shimon. So I know that Reuven killed Shimon, and I go testify about it. So is the eidus true? Maybe the eidus is true. Let's say I see somebody run into a building with a knife, come out, the knife is all bloody, and I see Reuven on the floor inside dead. So am I allowed to testify that Reuven killed Shimon? I didn't see it. The testimony, the eidus might be true, but you're an eid sheker. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's what's talking about here. Lo sana bereacha, don't do an eid sheker, even if the eidus is emes. But if you're an eid sheker, you get the aveira. That's why it says the focus on the aid. Number two. Number three, finally, Rav Shapshon and Rafal Hirsch gives a third shot. We know, as I just alluded to before, there's a difference between two ways of an aid being knocked out of court. Hachasha and Hazama. Hachasha means contradiction. Two people come to court and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And two other people say, no, Reuven was with us. Or Shimon was with us. Or Shimon's alive. Reuven was alive. They contradict the testimony itself. That's Hachasha. But of course we know there's another concept called Hazama, where two witnesses come to court and say Reuven killed Shimon, and two other witnesses say, we have no idea if Reuven killed Shimon. But we know that you couldn't have seen it, because you were with us in a different place. Imano Yisab Bakamploni. So Hazama is on the people, not on the testimony. So says Rav Hirsch, he thinks because this Isser wants to include both Hachasha and Hazama, both types of problems, which is similar to the Meshech Chachma, where the problem is A on the Eidus or B on the Eid, so that's why it says Eid Shaker, to include both Hachasha and Hazama. So three ideas, the second and third are similar, three ideas why the Pasuk says Lo sana breacha Eid Shaker and not Eidus Shaker. Maybe we'll have a fourth idea a little bit later. Okay, so let us continue now. Shorish mitzvah zunigla. The shorish of this mitzvah is revealed. It's obvious. Ki hasheker nimas v'ne'elach lein kol maskil. Because falsehood is terrible. Falsehood is terrible. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, in Bekiah Show, we did it last week. The Gemara says, even if you think about the words MS and sheker, the word sheker, every one of the letters is shaky. Shin in the Torah, it all comes from a point. All the three of the legs of the shin go to the point. Kuf and Resh, it's all single, so it's very shaky. Sheker doesn't last. MS, very strong letters. Aleph has two legs. Mem has two, goes down on two things. Tough. Because MS stands. It's forever. It's permanent. Sheker just is, it's nothing. It goes away. So Sheker Nimas, it's disgusting. It just destroys. Gam ki be'edus MS ha'olam omeid. And we know the opposite. If somebody gives testimony properly, that helps the world stand. Why? Shekol divrei rivos b'nei adam misbatlim be'edus anashim. Any type of fight that comes up in life will be nullified and will be gotten rid of if people testify and keep the wrong in court, to keep him in jail, whatever the case may be. Im kain, eid sheker, siba l'chorban ha'yishuv. Therefore, we see eid sheker, if somebody testifies falsely, it destroys society. Sibas l'chorban ha'yishuv, it destroys society. So this line, I don't know if he got it from here, but it could be that he's alluding to the Ramban. The Ramban, discussed this in the past, the Ramban in Parashas Kisetzei, a very Yesodistika Ramban. The Ramban in Perachof Aleph Pasuk Yudches, in Parashas Kisetzei, says that there are four people that are punished in Halacha, not because of what they did, but because of their destructive nature to society. And even if you focus on what they did, you could say it wasn't so bad. But because of what they represent and how they are destroying society, so because of that, they have to be punished. It's the four people in the Torah, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dalet Tzricha Nachraza. There are four people that you have to make an announcement. Bezdin has to announce when they die that they're dying for this Aveira, because Bezdin wants to publicize. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirah. All the Jewish people should hear. Who are those four people? So says the Ramban Kisetzei. Number one is... let me just read it. V'zeh tam kol yisrael yishuv yirah, ki lo humas begodel cheto, elo yaser bo asarabim. Right, they're not being punished for their own specific aveir, but to teach a lesson to the public. V'shalo yitakala l'achirim. So there won't be a takala for others. Who are they? Number one is Betzorah Amorah. That's the context in Kisetzei, the rebellious son, who the Chazal say is Nidon al Shem Sofo. He is being punished for the future. What he's going to do, but this is such a pernicious type of child, who we don't even have this, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, according to one Deya, it never happened. Another Amanda Amar says, no, I was at his kever. It doesn't machlokas, whether there was one or not. But it's so unusual to have a Betzorah Amorah. It's only for 3 months, from 13 to 13 and 3 months. So many different tzarim that have to be fulfilled. But either way, the message of Betzorah Amorah is that he's undermining society. This type of youth who represents not listening to one's parents, stealing from one's parents, drinking and stealing and glutton. So that's somebody who's undermining society. He's not being punished for his own action. Nidon al-Shem Sofo. Number one. Number two, Zakein Mamre. One of the Sanhedrin who believes that he is correct. He's outvoted by his fellow Sanhedrin members. He goes back to his town and Paskin says, listen to me, everybody else is wrong. So that's undermining of society. So what if you believe what you think is correct? But you know what? Once you're outvoted, give it up. Right? Zakein Mamre. He's killed. Number two. Number three, Mesis. Somebody tries to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. Even if they are unsuccessful, still, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yirah, they are punished. And fourth, for us, Edom Zomimin. Edom Zomimin are not because of their action. Why? As we'll talk about soon, they're only punished if they're not successful. If they're successful and they succeeded in getting Reuven killed, they're not punished. As the Gemara Mishnah says in Makas, Kasher Zomim V'lo Kasher Asa. Right, so all those four are not punished because of their actions, but because of what they represent, a destructive nature to society. So, that's what the Chinuch says right here. Eid Sheker is Siba L'Churban HaYishuv. It's a Siba, it brings about the destruction of society. Maybe that's what he's alluding to in that Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Dinei HaMitzvah. Continuing, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Kagon mi makablin, edus mi ein makablin. Who do we accept testimony from and who not? Uba me yifsalu b'nei adam l'ha'id. What makes a person pasul? So hopefully we'll talk about this later, and I think it's in Parshas Mishpatim. There's an Isser Daraisa for a pasul aid to testify. We'll talk about who are psulim. The case of Kabbalah se'edus. How does Bezdin accept testimony? V'chi yesh b'nei adam sh'ein me'idin l'achol adam me'rov malasa. Some people are too too high to testify, a melech, a kohen gadol, the Mishnahis talk about in Sanhedrin, v'drisha so'edis v'chakira, the cross-examination, v'achilukim shemeni des mamon, le des nefashas, differences between monetary and capital crimes, v'achilik v'drisha l'badika, different types of questions, v'achilik sheben edis b'shtar l'bal peh. Let's talk about that for a minute. The distinctions between edis b'shtar and edis bal peh. Am I allowed to give testimony b'chsav? Edis b'shtar, a little testimony. We know there's a concept called a shtar, but there's a major problem that's dealt with by all the Rishonim. Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph, the concept called mipiyam below mipi ksavam. You have to testify in court. You can't write your testimony down. You have to say it with your words. Mipihem. The Gemara darshes mipihem below mipi ksavam. So asks the Rishonim, Tosfos, right there, Lamed Aleph on Beis in Yevamos. How do we have a concept called a shtar? What's a shtar? You have a document where it says that Reuven lent Shimon money and two Adam sign on the bottom. How do you have a concept of a shtar? Right? There's a concept, Mipiyam alone mipik saban. How can you have Adam Shimon shtar? It says you're not letting him write your testimony down. That is a major problem that all the Rishonim deal with. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, a singular shita. Rabbeinu Tam holds, no. You're definitely allowed to write your testimony down. You know the only thing that's being excluded? Somebody who cannot write their testimony down, meaning a mute. A mute person is excluded from writing their testimony down. Why? Rabbeinu Tam says, you at least need the potential to give it with your mouth, then you'll be able to write it down. But if you don't even have the potential, so then you can't give testimony at all, even by writing it down. Based on the principle that we have elsewhere, Kolaroi Labila, Ein Bila Makemis, the halachav, you need at least the potential. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's what he holds. All the Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam. But other Rishonim say no. Look at the Balamar. Very important Balamar. In Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it's on Daf Tes. In the Daf Yarif, the Balamar says there's a fundamental difference between sending testimony in writing. Let's say I write down on a piece of paper, I saw Reuven kill Shimon, and I sign it, and I give it to Beis Din, that will throw out of court. That's nothing. That's what the Gemara is excluding. That's the very difference between if we write a shtar, Reuven lent Shimon money, and we are the witnesses on the loan, and we sign it. What's called a shtar in halacha. That's a very big difference between the two things. Why? Says the Baal Amar, if you write a document with the commitment of the parties involved, the malve and the love, that's a shtar. That's not called edus, bichsav. Mipi ksavam, velo mipi ksavo. That's the famous lashon of the Baal Amar. We'll make it famous right now if you've never heard of it. Mipi ksavam, velo mipi ksavo. What's the problem? Mipi ksavam, if I'm writing about somebody else, but if I'm writing about you, you tell me to write the shtar. You commission me to write the shtar. That's the chiddush called the shtar. That's a din d'oraisa called the shtar. We have other shtaris, gittin, shtar kiddushin. So says Rabbeinu, says the Baal Amar in the back of Yevamos, the same idea said by Tosfos and Ksubis on the Chafim Abeis. There's a difference. If the Malv and the Lova write a shtar down to witness something, to record it, that's fine. The problem is, if I'm writing a shtar about something that I saw happen, I send it into court. That's what it's excluded. But if I do that, let's say I falsify a shtar. I and somebody else write down that Reuven lent Shimon money. You know what? I violate this Aveira. That's what it says here. Shalohad Bashekar, even Bichsav. It's not only if you say something falsely, even if I write something falsely. That is also an Itzad Araisa. Is there any other example? The Gemara mentions that if you write something falsely, it's a problem. So there's a Gemara that many are familiar with, the Gemara in Baba Basra. It's in Baba Basra, it's also in Menachos. The Gemara in Baba Basra discusses who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah. Who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah? What's the problem? The last 8 psukim discuss Moshe's death. Vayamascha Moshe Eved Hashem, the Torah says. So the Gemara, Tav Tesvav Ben Aleph and Rav Asher, discuss who wrote it. So one opinion says, Yeshua wrote it. Why? Because if Moshe would write it, it would be a sheker. Right? Moshe wrote Vayamascha Moshe, he didn't die yet. Moshe never wrote, oh, you only write past tense. Vayamascha, he didn't die yet when he's writing it. If he wrote, he will die, okay, but he didn't write that. It's Vayamascha Moshe. So big discussion, but the Gemara says that one opinion holds he couldn't have written that because it would be a sheker. See, that's even sheker bechsav. Osana brecha aid sheker right there. So that's why that's the Yeshua wrote it. The other opinion says no, maybe only Moshe wrote it, but he wrote it in a different way, bedema, with tears, whatever that means. Not for now, but you see from there clearly there's a concept of writing that is also sheker. But again, that is all related to the sugya of shtar and edus b'chsav. One other shita, and then we'll move on, the Rambam shita. The Rambam holds that the whole concept of edus b'shtar is d'rabanan. That's how he gets out of the problem. Right? It's not just like Rabbeinu Tam says to exclude a mute. It's not this difference between like the Balamar and Tosfos. It's the difference between the people involved told me to write it based on their commitment versus not. Number three, it's Daraisa Darabanan. Daraisa is nothing. Midarabanan. Midaraisa Mipiyam alone Mipiksavam. Darabanan, we have the concept of a shtar. Okay, that's that issue. Continuing a little bit more though, let's turn the page. V'nohagas b'chol makom v'chol zman. This iser applies always. All times, all places, bizacharim avalobinakavis. Only to males. Women, says the Sefer HaChinuch, cannot violate this isser. Why? She'ein hanashim b'toras edus. Because women are possible to give testimony. Women can't give an edus. Why? Not for now, but women can't give testimony. He says here, she'edus sar kibun v'yishav adas harbe. Not going to get into why women are psulos. Ultimately, it's exeris akasiv. But that is... So women, if you can't give testimony, so only if you can give testimony and falsify it, could you violate this iser. You can violate, even if you're not an aid, another avera called midvar sheker tirchak, which is later on in the Torah, which might not be counted as a separate 613, but you have to stay away from falsehood, even if I'm not a witness. But in terms of being a witness, a woman is not Batoras Edus. There is a tumim that is quoted by many achronim. The tumim says a woman is not a pasul witness. She's not a witness. Right? A big nafkamina is, we know, there's a principle in Maseches Makos that if there's a whole group of witnesses and one is found to be pasul, you throw them all out. Nimsa echad karav apostle, edusin betela. So what if there's a woman in a group that come to court? Says the tumim, the whole group is not thrown out because a woman is not a pasul witness. She's not a witness. And if she just doesn't count. There are six people, say the tumim, who are not witnesses. They're not pasul witnesses. Cheresh shot of a katan, eved isha akum. Those six. Chere Shota Katan, or the minor, a deaf mute, and Eved Isha Akam, an Eved, Eved Kanani, an Isha, and an Akam, a non-Jew. A non-Jew, he's an apostle witness. He's not a witness. So those six, says the Tumim, are not witnesses, and therefore, says the Chinuch, they are not included in this Isser. The overall Lav Zeveheide, the Sheker Bechavero, if somebody violates this Isser, what's the halacha? Some akasiv gvul on show lasos lo kasher chashiv lasos lachaveiro. In some cases, the Torah says you have to do to him what he wanted to do to his friend. This is obviously the case of hazama kasher zama lasos lachiv. The pasuk later on is sefer dvarim. That is the punishment. V'yesh bo malchus kemochein, and they also get malchus. Why do they get malchus? It's an exception to the rule. Aye, isn't it a laf sheish ein bo maisa? You didn't do an action; you just spoke. Just use words. This is one of the exceptions to the rule that lav she'ein bo maisa, you're still going to get malchus. So this is the principle of edus sheker. A big discussion he alludes to here is that we give the eid zomim what he wanted to give to the person that he was testifying about. The Mishnah says, though, in Makos, that's only if he was caught before he actually went through with it. But as the Gemara says, Mishnah, I think, says, hargu... If I actually got Reuven killed falsely, then I don't get punished. And that is the question that all the Rishonim ask. Isn't that totally illogical? If I tried to kill the guy, I'm going to get killed. But if I actually succeeded at killing the guy, I'm not going to get killed. So the Rabban in Parsha Shoftim asks, why is that? So the Rabban says two things. Number one, he says, Gzeres HaKasuv. But ultimately, no reason. But then the Ramban says, fascinating. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence resides amongst every Bezdin. Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel. Right? Every judge, every case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there helping out the judges. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Ramban, would never let the Bezdin make such an egregious error to have somebody killed, an innocent person. And if he was killed, it must be that he deserved it for some other reason. And therefore, says the Ramban, kasher zomim v'lo kasher asur. If they tried to do it, a bezdin stopped it. That's exactly why, and there should be punished. But if they actually went through with it, says the Ramban, shelo yitin Hashem hashoftim hatzadikim haomdim lefanav l'shpoch dam naki ki amishpa lelokim hu. That's the Ramban. Number one, gzeres hakasav. Number two, he gives a svara. Maybe the Hashem would never let it happen. The other idea given, suggested by the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says maybe it's based on a smag. The smag writes that there is an interesting halacha that if somebody gives some of their children to the Avodah Zarah Moloch, puts them through fire to the Moloch, they're chayiv misa. somebody gives their children to the mother, Chayim Isa. If somebody gives all their children, they're Pater. They're only Chayim Isa if they give some of their children to the Moloch. But if they give all their children to the Moloch, they're Pater. Why does that make sense? So says the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, one of the Sefer Mitzvahs, because if you give all your children, Misa is not even going to help you. You're so beyond, as the Lashon of the Smag, Gadol Avonim and so, quoting Kayin. Right? Oh, it's so great, we can't say, oh, it's a Kol Shekein. Because it could be that what you did is so bad, Misa's not going to help you, so we might as well not kill you. Says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe it's the same thing here. If you tried to kill Reuven and we got you, okay, so Misa's going to be a kapara for you. But if you actually killed Reuven, forget it. Gadol Avonim and so. You're lost. Misa's not even going to, let a Kodesh Baruch Hu take care of you. Right, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says in Hilchos Eidus Perachaf Halacha Beis Heicha Dehargu Alpia Mishum De Gadol Oncha Minaso Ein Raui Laseis La Misas Bezdin Shetachaper Alehem El Roi La Hanicham Sheyunidonin Achar Misa Baonshim No Roim. Right, let Hakadosh Baruch Hu take care of you after Misa. Dugma Ladavar No Sein Zaro Kol Zaro Lamolach Shu Pater, as he quotes. He quotes there from the Smag. Okay, that takes us through Eidus Sheker. There's one other point to mention that I wanted to get into. That is, he mentions in Os, Minchas Chinuch mentions in Os Aleph that this Aveira applies about all testimonies, whether it's about monetary dinim amenis, whether it's dinim nefashis, or even Isser Beheter. He says, even if somebody gives testimony about a psak, he gives a psak din falsely on purpose. Something's kosher, he says treif, vice versa. That also is violating Osana Breyachei Chakar, even if it's out of court. There is a discussion, just to mention it in Os Hay, a very Lundish discussion, there's a machlokes, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Ksos, and he argues with him, is there a concept of hazama by Isser Veheter? If two Eidim come to court and say, Reuven's wine became Yayin Nesach, and they're found to be Eidim Zomimin, so do they have to pay for that? Do they get the punishment that they wanted to give? That is a big discussion in Os Hay. Beautiful discussion. We don't have time to go through with it. In Os Gimel, he talks about what if two people accepted Eidim Psulim on themselves. So Eidim Psulim are testifying in court. Could they violate this Isser? Let's say I accept a woman. I accept a woman to be my aide. So, and the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, I can accept my father. I can accept shepherds that don't know anything. So did they get the status of a witness? Or are they just people that we can act based on, but they're not really the status of a witness? So that's a discussion in Oz Gimel and Oz Dalid in the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with the last of the Aseret HaDibros, Lo Sachmod.